This is a production of Cornell University.
The time is now 4:28 p.m. I am calling the Thursday, December 26th SA meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Present.
Sorry.
There's been a motion to approve. It has been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the minutes from September 19th are approved. If everybody could stop talking at this time, we're going to observe a moment of silence for Turi Alkonzer, who was a graduate student who just passed away recently, so if we could for a minute, please. Thank you. For those of you who are interested, if you let me know, I can forward you service arrangements, funeral service arrangements, and viewing arrangements from Julie Page. If you are interested, just let me know, if you know someone who is interested. All right, so next on the agenda is going to be a presentation by Big Red Bike. They have a PowerPoint, so if by chance, well, I think there's something you want us to see. So if you guys are on this side, you might want to stand up. It's only about 5 to 5 minutes. So if you guys want to stand up and walk over there so you can like see the graph that comes up, that might be helpful for you.
Yeah, use the microphone.
Use the mic, yeah.
Speak into the mic, please.
Gotta hold it up.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
And they can take up the time to do it again.
response is very closer to one, students there at our clinic, and two local clinics. Now I'm going to give you a context on how we can use the program for all of our clinics. So I'll start with the historically and currently, to get back to it, is maintained by volunteers, students that are trained, and they're helped by local professionals to be more prepared for students. So, from the spring level to the fall level, the high volunteer is one of the chiefest workshops in the country. So, we So turn that teaching into our holiday commitments. However, they are on the day class. So, they are the kind of dynamic and more interesting to model and prepare that. We call it in the meantime, we work on the prepare and do the reference and the relaunch for the all the moving forward, we will relaunch, hopefully in about a week, this will be 12 classes, different members of the entire team class, and how the PSU is going to go to the support of our own philosophy, the North Campus, and the country, and the country. And thank you so much for the members of the staff and everybody there. So, the second part is the CIA meeting stuff, including the meeting provider and the machine, so the operators and the development of the product. This includes the system monitoring and the system software, and the add-on to question and that can be monthly overall or every day, and so we don't have to make sure that it's a lot of that time and spend that money. One thing I will do is that we use the data and the teachers and then get it very nice to have you to look at the shop. And I'm going to say, I'm going to see our family members. This is where I can add our company to this filter and we launch the. So, the thing that we're going to do is.
Any questions? Representative Talbot. If you could check yourself here, make sure we have your name and contact information for the record.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, next on the agenda is open microphone EVP ballot.
So if there's anyone in the audience who does not have something already on the agenda but has something they would like to address the assembly with, you can come forward now.
Hi,
do you can sit at that table right there? Yeah. Make sure you speak into the microphone and say your name and year for the record.
William,
great, thank you.
Go for it.
Go for it.
I don't want CBMGLC not receive any sort of funding at all. I think that would be devastating. So just know that we are working. It just takes a bit longer on our end.
All right. So if there's no one else who would like to speak, yes.
I just wanted to know why you didn't
get
any concerns to the board.
List is closed. Thank you so much. If there's anyone else who would like to speak, share an open microphone, present yourself to me now. Otherwise, we're going to move on. All right, open microphone is closed.
Thanks, Lola. We will be sure to follow up after this meeting. Next item on the agenda, we're going to move on to announcements and reports. First is the United Student Body update by VP of Diversity and Inclusion, Pritchett.
Appropriations Committee update by VP Finance Block.
Appropriations Committee does this week, like every week. Next week we'll be hearing Outdoor Odyssey, Minds Matter, North Campus Programming Council. These 3 hearings are open, so if you'd like to come and sit in on the meeting, you're more than welcome to do so.
Thank you very much. Next, the Dining Committee update, Representative Gizemski.
Say
the mic, can't hear you. Oh, got it. Okay. next is the leadership meeting update. I'm going to give that to EVP Babbitt.
Okay, just so that you're all aware, Ulysses and I and Frost too attended a meeting last night with President Gordon and VP Murphy and other student leaders to discuss issues between that are common between all the assemblies, and tomorrow we're meeting with VP Murphy again as an exec board. So if there's something important that you think should be brought up during this meeting, feel free to approach any of us and let us know. Also, for the new members, I was trying to explain this before the meeting, it was a little rushed, but all of you guys are binders. You'll need those here with us, and you'll be able to get them from the fourth floor conference room whenever you need them. You can ask someone at the resource center to open the door if it's locked. And in there are a lot of rules that you can follow along with during the meeting if you're lost. And Jordan, our wonderful volunteer, is going to explain a little bit about this.
So we have multiple weeks, as you say, some meditation about volunteering from the year of government, you know, that we've been invited to school and that day after a lot of what you can say, what you can hear after reading, what you can do to be something, and any really further questions, those are your
Thank you very much, and please note those documents. We'll just put a lot of time into those, and those will be especially helpful for actually all of you who are seeming to get a little lost in the past couple of weeks. No shame for the child. All right, next is going to be the oath of office. Hopefully this will be the last time I have to administer this this semester, this year. It'll be great. So all the new members, newly elected members, if you could please rise at this time, open your binding to the portion. Be one of the first pages that has the oath of office. It says oath of office there, so I have to write that. Okay. All right. All right, please raise your right hand. Oh, there you go. One, two, three, four, we need five. In view of the trust the Cornell community has vested in me, as well as my personal sense of honor, you can read it. I state your name. Do solemnly affirm to fulfill my responsibilities as a student elected representative. I will engage in open and honest debate in a process where I am guided by truth and fairness. I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goal. If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process. I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body. Address the issues of my fellow students, and strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students. Now. Please just sign and print your name and write the date. Congratulations. Never, ever, ever join a choir.
That was shade.
Okay, next item on the agenda is we are moving to business of the day, Parliamentarian Burger.
No. We're hearing appropriations, but our parliamentary burger is going to explain what these are.
Questions about what Parliamentary Burger just said? Yes. Any more? Good. Next time, plenty of information. Okay. Just go for it. You have 2 minutes.
Right now, we're in the process of allocating
Questions on the Cornell Conflict Commission decision? No? Any motions? There's been a motion to approve. It's been seconded. Any defense? We're going to do a placard vote. just so everybody can hear. A placard vote for everybody who does not, or for new people. If you are voting in the affirmative, you will raise your placard high so I can see it and keep it raised until I have finished counting. If you do not agree with whatever we're voting for, if you do not agree, then you do not raise your placard. Pretty simple? Great. Point of information? I'm sorry. Oh, if you're abstaining, you still do not raise your placard. And we'll call for it at the appropriate time, okay? I'm sorry. That made no sense. Wait. I just confused everybody. Okay, if you agree, when we call for agreeing, you raise your placard. If you disagree, when we call for if anybody disagrees or defends or says no, then you raise your placard to that one. If you abstain, when we call for that, raise your placard. That's what I meant. Oh, we're explaining an abstention. Abstention is you take no side, you take no opinion. Any other questions? Any questions? Great. All right. All those in favor of approving Cornell Conflict Commission's decision, please raise your placard. All those opposed? Abstentions? By vote of 22-0-1, the motion passes. All right, next, we're going to move on to CEPP.
Great.
Questions on CUPB decision? Any motion? There's been a motion to approve. It has been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we're again going to do a placard vote. If you're in favor of approving the decision, please raise your placard. All those opposed? Abstentions? By a vote of 23-0-0, the motion passes. All right, next decision is FLOCE.
Closed, to the as well as the
Questions for the speaker's book is Representative Bonas. We are actually having a meeting about that tomorrow. Steering committee, they're trying to get together.
Yeah. It's kind of complicated order. Next is Representative Talbot. One last thing, because we've extended our time for this, Representative Drucker. If you want to close discussion, please raise your flag. Those opposed? Those who abstain, or who abstain? 14-5-1. Did you get 14-5-1? Oh, 14-5-1. The motion passes. Discussion is closed. Okay. All right. So now we are actually going to vote on this. Yes. That's actually something that we were just doing in practice, but it always turned into debate. So unless it's extremely pertinent and not just I want to talk, then I'm not going to entertain it. Yeah, and but now we have a lot of time to present now, so it's changed. Alright, so now we're actually voting on the motion that's on the floor. If you vote, if you want to approve club day allocation, please raise your placard. Those opposed? Abstentions. By a vote of 19-0-1, oh, did you just 2? I'm sorry. By a vote of 19-0-2, the motion passed. Point of information. It's up to the discretion of the chair to determine whether or not to close discussion. So that's what just happened. All right. Now we're going to move on to business of the day, Parliamentary Burger. I'm sorry, the diversity plan, Parliamentary Burger. Any questions? Great. You have 2 minutes.
Hello. Thanks for having me. So this is a week ago.
Seconds. I'm going to extend you, but just push off for a second. Those of you who are those current members who are sitting next to somebody who's newly elected, if you could please share the actual plan with them, that would be great, because they didn't get that printout because we don't do it. Go ahead.
I'm sure we're going to have my training for the and the student assembly. so that we can be more, more problems that we have kind of discussion with other students, those who are engaging around the university. And then finally, the last one, integration and diversity of the position, and which is an also working on this year, which is actually in the body. This is service operational and diversity of the position, as I mentioned, in initial year presentation from the body, and the other things for the other students in the board, while making sure we can't make the decision that's going to be important.
First on the speaker's list is VP Block.
Thanks, Sam, or VP Prentice, for putting this together. The question I have is kind of similar to, you know, the question I had when this first came up was about the committee examination and the process of that. So I understand, I think we saw from seeing an email from Olympic team, like actual survey that we're going to send out. But I guess my question is, how is staffing, for example, are you going to use this? So, you know, let's say we know that there are no veterans, for example, who are on the committee, but, you know, it's unlikely that there are that many veterans in the student body. How do we use that? I mean, is that going to come up in selection? Is that something that we just look for in our recruitment stage? Where exactly do you use that information?
What do you think we need? What we're about is that we have to come down to the committee. So if someone were to request as a student committee, they want to know, you know, maybe a committee is not a member of the committee, now we're going to give them that information. Maybe there's nothing that's going to be in the committee's office. But other things that we're looking for is service demographics, but it's important to have information, so we can look comprehensively at the committee as a whole, and see if the committee is large or if it's not going to be able to recruit or work with.
I was just going to add on to that, that my plan to use this data is to look at it in comparison with the Pulse survey and see where, like, a committee might be underrepresented, and then share that information with the executive board and then also with the chair of the committee so that they're aware that maybe they want to assert initiatives, make sure that they reach out to the community a lot stronger because there isn't quite that representation on the committee. In addition to that, I would take that information and pass it on to next year's committee chair so that they're aware of where they could do stronger outreach to get more students from certain communities to apply so that the communities really represent Cornell student body.
Great. Just so everybody knows, this is, again, as Carla Jane Berger said, this is business of the day. It's open. This is an open debate and discussion, so it's not limited to questions, if that's what you guys think. Anybody else on the speakers list? Right now I'm at the end. No more? Any motions at this time? There's been a call for questions. It has been seconded. Any dissent? Seeing none, we are going to do a roll call vote. The clerk will please call the roll. Oh, I'm sorry, let me explain. A roll call vote is essentially when Chelsea, our wonderful clerk, calls your name, you either say yes, no, or abstain. Everybody understand? Okay, go for it.
Yes.
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 By a vote of 20-0-2, the motion passes. Next. Oh, congratulations to the members on your first roll call vote for your actual piece of legislation to please write. Next on the agenda is new business parliamentarian burger.
And you can actually mention all three of them if you want to.
The creation of the New York City Transit Board cannot be voted on today because of the amendment of the charter and the beginning of the document. The FAI has asked me to add a question for any suggestions to the authors, so the current state may not be overrun in nature and the questions must be factual. This decision will require a two-thirds vote of the FAI members of the government for a petition with at least 100 formalities. And then
got hit in the head. Any questions? Okay. At this point of information.
There you go.
It was point of information. As she just said, you cannot vote on any of these today. But yes, we will be discussing them all as one package. Does that make sense? Alright, anything else? At this point, I am going to step down as chair for the duration of the discussion of the court because I am actually responsible. So, EVP Valley now assumes the chair role.
That was so mad.
There I go.
Alright, I'll give you a minute. What's going on? Yeah, you can start.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you.
All right. So, are you back in?
Okay, so, we're thinking about the fact that we have identified an area that is currently in the infrastructure that is not data. We're just not talking about that. So, the way I heard this is today, there is a very good battle. She's kind of just a positive. We do have quite a few more, other boards, peer boards,
creating a parallel body in a building. We have identified through LPGA, Mudman, and other judicial groups in the security board that there are holes in Cornell's judicial system, and this court aims to fill in those holes so that all of our students are adequately represented by our case.
Okay, so next slide. This is a big thing that we've got quite a bit. So the biggest thing is the first one is the number of us. This was 3 to 5. A lot of people have been talking about the workload. Last year, we wanted to make the workload that way, but we just continued to handle that. So it's been a good move to 3 to 5. Another part that can go down to hours or before, from the second page. Under 4.02, it says the taking of rights involved in the law, the justice of power, actions appropriate, and equitable remedies in the decision. And you can say, very quickly, or prior to that, the comma, including reasonable fines. The defendant has made an issue with the court on letting the fine of an individual or group or whatever it was, so we can remove the fine.
Also the selection board that will pick all five members from the essay. And then the Chief Justice will be appointed by the President with the essay, with confirmation from the essay. So that is a parallel step to one related to the United States government. In terms of this
So I guess my question is a little more broad, which is simply that the power of the student assembly is something that the President and the Board of Trustees have given to us in a very explicit charter, and they've chartered this organization as a legislative organization. So I guess I'm still a little perplexed as to where any sort of judicial power would lie, because to me this seems like we're creating the ability to be a judicial body that is not something that this assembly is empowered to do. So I guess my question, like I said, is where in our charter are we empowered to be a judicial branch?
Okay. So actually, it's a fantastic question. It's a fantastic point. And I don't think that was the whole point of that. That is a problem. We are not a judicial body, and we have to deserve all that. We try to adjudicate the practice. And that is problematic. So, if you look at the charter that was submitted, that is the charter scheme, specifically, there are a few questions for the first two people that are referred here. If you look at the charter, the first two people that are problematic are ways to object to the case of the law. The only objection that is taking place are objections by another facility, so the UA or the DA have a problem with that. And the projection by the individual who is not
Representative Henderson. I have a couple questions. The first will start with appointments. How are the two SA members decided on, and how are the three UA Code and Judicial Committee members decided on? And I also don't really understand why it's just the president appointing the Chief Justice, and why it is the entire student body, or the student assembly. Go ahead and do that first, and then I'll go to one. How are the two FA members decided on, and then how are the three UA Code and Judicial Committee? Why did you automatically decide that the people that should be on this or previous judges should be undergraduate students, and why didn't we look at taking graduate students? Because I think undergraduate students, we all have some affiliation with some group, we all have some affiliation with some friend or some organization of some sort. We've all had our feelings hurt by an organization or another. And so why not like a law student?
Yeah. Okay, so the problem is that this is only the
here and the focus of my conflict resolution just as this board charged with looking out for the community problems.
All right. Next on the speaker list is Representative Chelsky.
Okay, so I have two questions on the one. So I think it's a really broad question. Really question on the other is that you see talking about the population that is full. And I guess the question is sort of the idea that there is a theoretical population. And my question is, how many times do actually fill out this petition? Do you separate all of the petitions to check for the government? How many times do you actually reach such a high degree? In terms of the thing you actually need to facilitate. And the answer to all that is, whenever I go to the government, it seems like it's always checked that we need to find out
people were not being friendly to the group.
So that's why you're trying to protect that something is good and something you're not going to attack.
That's a nice segue to the last one you made on that is actually getting 100 persons to sign off and just saying whether it's worth something to the FAA convention. But why is it going to be in the sake of in the spirit of seeking justice, why would we have to go through? If one student is wrong by
okay, so next on the speech. Oh, more.
So I feel like I feel also really that there's a situation around the you said earlier, you're I can tell you that a lot of our peers
Placard vote. So please raise your placard if you'd like to motion to extend the meeting by 5 minutes. So if you want to stay until 6:35, please raise your placard. Okay. All right. Okay, so that I would be okay with that. And if you would be opposed to extending the meeting by 5 minutes, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. Did someone vote twice? Okay. Does anyone? All right. So the vote is 13-7-1. Doesn't pass. It passes. Wait. It's 2/3. No, it's not 2/3. Okay. So, yes?
May I say, I know I don't have much more than I do for you, but if you guys can go down my email address, I'll ask you if you want to see. If you have any questions throughout the meeting, for the next meeting, and you'd like to list two limited points of information,
alright, so just so you all know, this actually was a majority vote. So by a vote of 13-7-1, it passed. So, yeah, I know. So we'll extend the meeting to 6:37. or because it's 6:32 right now. Okay? So, alright?
Yeah.
It's 5 minutes. Alright, so we're going to...
Wow.
5 minutes is the vote. Alright, next on the speakers list is Representative Patisha. You have 30 seconds maximum. Representative Basco.
Two questions. First off, I'm going to provide for services to student assembly. That is all of us doing something to student assembly. If that has been teached us in the process to teach
them.
So, no other services to be confirmed by the
student. No, we don't have to do your members who are in that question.
And finally, has the meeting with the discussion further about the conflict of interest if you want to step down under the mediation services or whether there's a trial taking place? Perhaps you could up the number of
the number of people and
report five has indicated some of them step down for reasons of
Okay. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Podemski. All right, next on the speaker's list is Trustee Gitlin.
Resolution and read all files that she should have in the address.
also taking a look at the resolution itself. These are critical, they're
Okay. Seeing as that it's 6:38, there are still two people on the speaker's list and two people on the second speaker's list. I would entertain a motion to adjourn or a motion to extend. All right. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the meeting is adjourned.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.